The fifth and deciding game of the WNBA Finals will be played tonight at Target Center in Minneapolis. The Minnesota Lynx will be trying to win their third championship in the last five seasons. Their opponent, the Indiana Fever, beat the Lynx for the title in 2012. Michelle Vopel covers the WNBA for ESPN. She's in town to cover tonight's game. She joins me on the phone this morning. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Would you say that these two teams are pretty evenly matched?
Yeah, I think they really have been, and the scores from this series would reflect that. We've had three games that were decided by 6 points, and then one decided by a buzzer beater by 3 points. So it's really been a fun series in terms of watching the strategy both of employed against each other, and then just how many great plays have been made by both teams.
What have the Lynx done well in the games they've won in this series?
Sylvia Fowles is a huge advantage. Their center played well in game one, which the Lynx lost, and then in game two played really well, which they won. I think she's a big difference maker, both offensively and defensively. And, of course, you know, Maya Moore, she's, I still believe, the best player in the WNBA. She didn't win the MVP this season. She won last year. I think she was still a strong candidate this year. But when it comes down to being able to make the play, I think a lot of people are going to put their money on Maya.
She is an amazing player. Can the Fever stop her?
They haven't so far. Really, the only thing that slowed Maya has been foul trouble. You know, she was in foul trouble in game three and yet still managed to really come alive. I mean, she took over that game in the fourth quarter and scored 12 points, including, like I said, the buzzer beater. Mm-hmm. So they haven't really been able to stop Maya, per se, but what they have been able to do, the Fever, is stop or at least slow other players down. And that's what, you know, the Lynx are going to need tonight. It can't be just Maya doing it all. She's going to have to get help offensively from, I would say, at least two of her teammates to have really good games tonight for them to win.
I was at game three and noticed that the Fever, they're deadly from the outside, shooting three-pointers. And when they get started, it seems like they're very tough to stop.
They're a really strong perimeter team, and that's what's led them. Tamika Catchings is a great player, future Hall of Famer. But she's actually, you know, their fourth leading scorer in these finals. They've been led by Breanne January and Marissa Coleman and Shanice Johnson. And that's been tough for the Lynx to guard. And it would be tough for any team to guard because, you know, they were able to beat New York, which had the best record in the league because they couldn't stop that perimeter attack. So that's going to be key tonight if the Lynx can slow that down. And they've really gotten a lot of help off their bench to do that with Anna Cruz and Renee Montgomery. But that's going to be a big key tonight.
This will be an interesting game to watch because, of course, the Lynx have a number of veteran players. And it's possible, I suppose, that this might be the last time that those players could be together.
I think you always have to think about that with, you know, with any team, that there's things that can happen. I mean, injuries can happen. Players get a little bit older. I think this core group with the Lynx will be together a little longer. But this is sort of a golden age, not just because this group is so good, but because this group includes, you know, what I call the true blue Minnesotan and Lindsey Whalen, and one of the best players in WNBA history. And she has dealt with injuries this year. It's been a tougher road for Lindsey, but the opportunity to, I think, for them to win another championship with her is something they really are hoping to do.
Michelle Vopel, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.